This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
For the general manager of the UNC job, want to discuss this because it's something that is giving me questions about are we really doing this? So I want to discuss that with Tim. We'll also talk some college hoops coming up later during hour number two. Stick around and listen to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM. Yes. Today's program is brought to you by Zen Sports, Tennessee's newest sports betting app. Download the Zen Sports app today. Today's promo is the MLB Spring Training Stake Back. Make a qualifying two-leg or more MLB Spring Training Parlay, and you can earn a 10% stake back up to $250 if your bet loses. All legs of the parlay must be on MLB Spring Training games played today. That means main lines, so that can be spreads, money lines, or totals. They're all eligible. You can make up to three qualifying two-leg or more parlays. The maximum total stake back that you can earn from the promotion is $750. So get involved in that. Don't also forget about the about February's VIP Players Club courtside sweepstakes. One grand prize winner will win two VIP tickets to the SEC Championship game in Nashville and a $10,000 bonus bet on any tournament game or $10,000 cash. Head on over to zensports.com for a full list of rules and conditions. You also earn a $100 no danger first wager. All customers who sign up with code JeffTN, J-E-F-F-T-N, you'll also receive 500 bonus entries. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. You must be 21 or older and located in Tennessee. $5 minimum wager to qualify for entry. Terms and conditions apply. Full contest rules at zensports.com/sweepstakes. No danger, first wager, limited to plus 500 odds. Let's get into the list. North Carolina is hiring longtime NBA agent Jim Tanner as its general manager for men's basketball, less than 1 month after Hubert Davis said that the, quote, old model for Carolina basketball just doesn't work. This according to Jeff Borzello of ESPN. Tanner is the president and founder of Tandem Sports and Entertainment, an agency with a long list of clients in the NBA, WNBA, and broadcasting space. He is a North Carolina native who graduated from UNC in 1990 before attending law school at the University of Chicago. Tanner founded Tandem Sports and Entertainment in 2013, going on to represent 70 NBA players, or more than 70 NBA players, including 17 UNC players. Also important to note, he is the former agent of Ja Morant. That's who Ja signed with originally, and then Ja is now with Mike Miller, who's in the agent game. Quote, both of my kids and I went to Carolina, and we owe so much as a family to this university, Tanner said in a statement. This is such an exciting opportunity, and I couldn't be more thrilled. The landscape of college basketball has changed dramatically in a short period of time with NIL collectives and the transfer portal. It's a highly competitive and constantly evolving environment. I look forward to using my 28 years of experience recruiting and representing players to help position UNC as strategic, adaptive, and innovative in scouting and attracting top domestic and international talent while staying true to the principles and values that have defined Carolina basketball over the years. You know what we mean. All right, so this is the story that I wanted to talk to you about. He's got to no longer be an agent, right? Like, can you do, like, to me, like, that's a massive conflict of interest if you're doing both. You're the GM of a college team, and you're clearly just, like, stockpiling talent. Not that I think Jim Tanner has any problem getting people on his roster, but, like, this is where I sit there and go, like, man, I'm not cool with this.
So I just assumed he was. So he's not leaving his agency?
So I texted people, unclear, and what was said is, we know Tandem will not be shutting down. So it's one of those ones where it's like, maybe he's not officially there, but like, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, are you with me?
But these players have agents already.
Yeah.
So is he steering? I think I am with you, but let's talk it out.
All right.
Why? Every big-time player already has some sort of representation, right? Why is this?
Mostly. I guess,
so is he going to steer his? Are you saying that he would steer his clients towards North Carolina?
To me, where it becomes an issue is, okay, the same person that's responsible from the university side is also probably the same person that's going to be negotiating. Like,
right.
You wind up having the same guy negotiating. It's like, that feels like a lot of conflict of interest.
I think it does. Is this a mistake by North Carolina?
No, I think if you're Hubert Davis, I think this was a no-brainer. Duh. My bigger point is, should we allow this?
I mean, there are no rules. I mean, that's the problem, right? There are no rules.
I mean, yeah, it is. I mean,
by the way, it's kind of funny, too, and I know I'm sidetracking this a little bit. When you think of the two of the best coaches this year in college basketball, two teams that could have one seeds, one obviously will in Auburn and another in possibility in Houston, and both of those coaches, what they did to get, you know, exiled for a handful of years.
I made the same point yesterday. It's laughable.
It's so funny. Like, Kelvin Sampson, all right, you sent a couple text messages when you weren't supposed to. Throw the book at him.
Well, what's even more insane to me now is
Bruce Pearl.
They act like that's still baggage that, like, you'll see jobs up and they're like, well, for those asking about Bruce Pearl, don't start. Too much baggage. It's like, what's the baggage in this era?
He lied to the NCAA about a barbecue. Okay. That's
cookout.
That's,
please. Yeah. It was hot dogs and hamburgers. Cookout. A barbecue is a noun, not a verb.
Oh, wow. All right. Didn't know I would strike a nerve there.
It's delicious.
Yeah, back to this. I mean, it seems like it's a smart hire, and I don't know. I guess it's, yeah, I mean, it is a conflict of interest, but is it going to give UNC this massive advantage? I just think whoever has the most money to spend always has that's a big advantage to me.
Well, maybe it's a way to combat, because I've always had these questions about Carolina. Carolina likes to talk big, like they've got all the money in the world, and they clearly have more money than most, but I've never been convinced that they have the amount of money. This might be a way of, all right, listen, we can't maybe make the single biggest offer to you, but we are positioning you with one of the super agents of NBA basketball.
Counterpoint.
All right.
If you're a top 10 player, you're already in line to be linked up with a super agent, right?
You probably already are linked up with a
right.
super agent.
So it's like, if you're going after the top of the top player in the country, do you really need that extra, hey, we could get you linked? Like, you know, let's be honest, and this is bringing back to DC. If you were a big-time player for Georgetown, you were going to be linked up with David Falk.
Yep.
He wasn't their general manager, but you knew, wink, wink, hey, Big John and Patrick Ewing have all, Michael Jordan, well, obviously, you know, he wasn't a Georgetown guy, but, you know, David Falk is synonymous to Georgetown players. And if you went to Georgetown, hey, we'll put you on the path of being represented by Mr. Falk.
Yeah.
Is this just more obvious than something like that?
Well, I think the difference is Falk wasn't, like, even if we're lining you up with Falk, and maybe this is where Carolina's actually being smart. Maybe what Hubert's admitting is, hey, it's not just about taking care of the families, making sure, you know, we get a car, whatnot, like all this. It's now about, we've got to have marketing deals. You've got to have endorsement deals. And so we're bringing in the super agent who's got connections and relationships with everyone. And so that's how we're going to circumvent all, like, he sets you up. Like, getting with David Falk after Georgetown's one thing. Now I think what it is, hey, you need all that an agent can provide, but you need it now in college.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to start seeing a lot of schools kind of go this route. And if you can try to find some sort of edge or leg up, they're going to try to do it, right?
Well,
at this point, it's all about pushing the envelope and seeing what you can kind of get away with.
Oh, I don't even think it's pushing the envelope. I think people are just doing it and saying,
right,
like,
there's no repercussions with
it. We'll
anything.
See in court. And so right. I do think this is interesting, though. Have we had super agent go to GM in football? Like, it's happened a decent amount in basketball. Like, Rob Pelinka was a super agent, and now, like, we've seen it in basketball. What's curious to me is that on the football side, everybody's going to the player personnel, so the scouting, the roster guy, that's what everybody's going to for their GM, whereas basketball, they're going more to the agent side.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who, because what's his name with ESPN wasn't an agent. He was more of a, like, Mike, what was it? Smeltz?
The guy that's now with the Thunder?
Portland. No, the guy was in Portland.
Was it Schmidt?
Schmitz, yeah. Mike Schmitz. He wasn't an agent. He was just a scout. And then he went to ESPN and then became a front office guy.
Like, Bobby Marks was GM. Now he's their front office. But, like, I'm just thinking more of, it's interesting how basketball goes more to the agent side, whereas football's still leaning towards, like, football guys.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think there's probably a case to be made, like, would you be better off going to the agent side?
I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing more teams go that way, especially if you can get away with it.
All right, along the same lines, the hot seat. All right, so Jeff Borzella has got your guide to the 2025 college basketball coaching carousel. And so he starts off with jobs that are already open. And this is the other thing I want to discuss with you. Is there a path to where Indiana wins enough to where Mike Woodson goes, you know what, I'm coming back?
I forget who I was listening to last night. He has not acknowledged that he is leaving yet. Like, I don't think he has officially said, yeah. I think it was, I think Goodman might have pointed it out on the Field of 68.
And Goodman is an IU grad.
That I don't think he's signed anything that says, I'm out. So, it could be that he's like, I'm coming back. Why not?
I mean, they're very much bubbly. They get the big win against Purdue. By the way, 28-3 was not something I was familiar seeing to start a second half. That was something.
No. I was, you know, it's funny. I was doing my show on Sunday, and I had one of the worst losses I've had in a long time.
Which one?
Northern Iowa.
Okay, I did not have that on my board.
Yeah, they were playing Drake, and they were up 55-53. Drake missed a three, long rebound. They put up a desperation heave, and the dude from Northern Iowa runs into the Drake guy. Foul called with 0 seconds on the clock.
Nobody at the line?
Missed the first, made the next two overtime, and of course, I was on Northern Iowa, so they lost. So that was enjoyable. But I left off Indiana because I was like, I like this spot, but Purdue's lost a bunch in a row. But yeah, man, they've beaten Michigan State and Purdue now since this news has come out that Woody's not coming back. But I know Utah just fired their coach the other day, Craig Smith.
That was odd timing. That was literally yesterday, I think.
Yeah. And then they beat Kansas like the
last
other day.
Week.
Yeah. Okay.
That was when Kansas had the Utah trip from hell.
Is it one of those situations like BYU is kicking ass right now? I'm mad. We're firing you.
I think 100% what that is.
Why is BYU so much better than us? You're fired.
Well, let me explain to you why BYU is so much better than you. Did you just see what they just signed the number one player for?
Was what, $6 million, something like that?
Somewhere along those, I can't remember the number was eight. I mean, that's the other problem with a lot of these contracts is who the heck knows? Like, a lot of these are deals that are like listed as, you know, what you could earn rather than what you can earn.
I think that BYU TV network brings in a bunch of dough.
I just know for a while the WCC tournament, the early rounds were on BYU TV, and BYU TV didn't even offer HD. And so I'd be staying up at like 11 p.m. and watching standard def. It's like, oh my God, like I thought the world was supposed to be better. Miami is also listed, but they have the
they're going to get the Duke guy.
Jai Lucas is connected to that. This is what I also thought was interesting. Jobs that could be open.
Okay.
All right. Arizona State. Kind of feels like a formality, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Georgia. Borzella writes, it's year three for Mike White, which leads us
already
to believe he's likely to get another season in Athens, but the Bulldogs have lost 9 of their past 11 heading into Tuesday's matchup against Florida. The wheels have fallen off what was a once promising season that seemed destined to end with an NCAA tournament trip. White has finished below 500 at Georgia since taking over in 2022, and he's just 16-35 in SEC play. He would be owed $7.5 million.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. They're 40th in the net, 47th in KenPom, 45th in KenPom, 4 games left. They still have South Carolina and Vandy. They could beat Texas, but that's on the road. I mean, I guess I could see it.
Texas was also mentioned. Iowa with Fran McCaffrey.
Yeah, Iowa seems, it feels like we're headed that way.
Says he.
Fran's been there forever.
15 years. Sources have pushed back against the idea of retirement, although it cost around $4 million for the school to move on.
I mean, his
on.
Son left the damn program last year.
Well, yeah, that's Caitlin Clark's boyfriend, right?
No, Caitlin Clark's boyfriend's the older one.
Okay. I was going to say, yeah. He was making a business decision if that was the case.
Patrick McCaffrey, well, I don't know. Patrick McCaffrey, who is the younger brother of the one who's dating Caitlin Clark, transferred to Butler. So I don't know if they're like one big happy family in Indianapolis right now. But yeah, that is he did leave and went to Butler.
Possible retirement options. This kind of surprised me. Tennessee's Rick Barnes and Oregon's Dana Altman. They're the annual staples in this section. Barnes is still coaching at an incredibly high level, and unlike other coaches from his generation, he's embraced the transfer portal to find missing pieces for his roster. And Altman is guiding the Ducks back to the NCAA tournament, where he's won at least one game in each of his 8 NCAA tournament appearances in Eugene. Like, a lot of these times, it's like, why would they retire? Like, to me, it's like, more times than not, you retire when you get retired. Like, you're still going to pay me $5 million, right? Yeah, I'm going to keep doing that.
The one that I think is interesting, and I know I think Gary Parrish has brought up a bunch, is does he pull a Jay Wright and is like, I'm good. I'm done with this. nonsense. Because he's been...
What did you make of the story leaking that he gauged the interest of Oklahoma State? He was asked about it and responded. What'd you make of that? That was all like weird timing to me.
Because then he said, I have interest in every... It wasn't it like I have interest in every Big 12 job and curious who they'll hire or something like that. But what I'll say is...
He's a Tulsa guy, right?
Yes.
Oh, no, he played at OSU. Okay.
So, Kansas has lost 17 conference games in the last 2 years. And they've pretty much just owned this conference for the previous decade.
So
I'm curious if he's just not super in on the game. But I think their recruiting rankings are really high for next year.
So I've always wondered, is the Kansas basketball job like kind of like Alabama football? In the under the table world, it's the greatest job you could possibly have. But in the NIL world, is it like it's clearly a good job? Like I'm not acting, but it is it.
He's got the number two recruit in the country coming in next year.
I also wonder with them is like how much of it is. Listen, he got me home last night, but is Hunter Dickinson just kind of like a losing player?
History would tell you so. Yeah.
Like I just wondered if like you when you just attach your wagon to the wrong horse.
Well, the moment you count these guys out, I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. He's the best coach in Kansas history, right? I mean, I know Dr. Naismith was there, so maybe that's...
I mean, it kind of depends. He's the most accomplished. Like, I think Larry Brown, I mean, how many people have an NCAA title and an NBA title? He's the only one.
I'm just saying at Kansas, right?
Yeah, I think he's
clearly... He's better than Roy.
Yes.
Roy never got them to the promised land.
Roy didn't win a title.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see. He's been there for over two decades. He's 62 years old. But is he the type of guy like Jay Wright? He's like, I'm good.
It's interesting, though, that Borzello doesn't mention it.
No, I was just, that's just one name that I was like, we've had a shocker the past couple of years, right? Like, Jay Wright was a stunner that he left Villanova. I'm trying to think of who else would kind
of... Well, I mean, we had that, like, right in a row. We had the Jay Wright, Roy, Coach USA, Boeheim getting retired.
Yeah, he didn't want to leave.
No, Boeheim, well...
Is the Syracuse guy on that list?
Thought I saw the logo.
They're a disaster. And that hurts me because my buddy Adrian Autry, so, he's only been there for two years.
He has it under jobs unlikely to open. And I guess it's because of that. I mean, I think what we're also starting to see, this was true during football season, man. We went through this era of willy-nilly, who cares, fire the coach, we'll pay the buyout, to now everybody's kind of like, maybe we should pump the brakes. Like, we don't know how this house settlement thing is going to go. Like, people are given to the collectives rather than passing the hat to pay for coaches. Like, I think that that's a huge part of this.
Yeah. No, I mean, these coach buyouts are astronomical, man.
Well, because the one that I thought is weird is Cronin looks miserable. Borzello lists him. I thought this was interesting. His buyout before April 1 is $16 million, but it's $10 million at April 1.
Was it you? You brought up Indiana and him, right?
Yeah, because I listen to when guys like Mick Cronin's obviously like kind of a curmudgeon in general, but like when they start getting even weirder, that's when I start paying attention. Like, oh, that could be a guy that just wants out.
By the way, have you discussed the fact that Rick Pitino is just out there being like, Chris Beard should be the next head coach of Indiana? Like, what? Like, a sitting head coach at another university is championing for a sitting head coach at another university to go to another university.
Well, the other thing that's odd about that is, to the best of my knowledge, he has no ties to either Indiana or Beard.
Yeah, I don't know... Why? Like, he's reiterated that, right? Hasn't he brought it up multiple
times? I know he went on Pardon My Take.
He was asked about it too. He was asked about the Indiana job the other day, and said he will not be at another college job the rest of his career. He did say if the Miami Heat job opened up, he'd go down there.
Still, like, I don't know, man. Like, I kind of wonder with the Heat. It's like, at a certain point, Pat's going to have to get another stud. And it's like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't feel like it's been the attractive destination that it has once been. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's take a look at the college basketball slate tonight. We'll talk about it with Tim next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Tim, we got 2 more weeks for conference championship week. We got another Tuesday night slate. What's eyeing you on the card right now?
Whew, we got some ugly dogs out there, man. Whew, buddy.
How ugly?
LSU plus 10.5 against Tennessee.
Okay.
Tennessee coming off of the win over Texas A&M. Waiting in the wings. Bama Crimson Tide. And they got to go down to Baton Rouge tonight. As I like to call this, a little bit of a sandwich spot for Rick Barnes' squad.
All right, I wanted to see. My working theory is SEC teams at home are like autos. The only problem is LSU is kind of in that bottom of the league where
they stink.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're not very good. That's why sometimes you got to do it. They were winning at the half against Florida. They were up 37-31, and then they weren't and lost by 14. So, yeah, it was one of those things where over the weekend, South Carolina was a strong 0-13 in conference play,
yep,
and had just gotten blown out by LSU. And I think they were like only a 3-point dog at home to Texas, and they hammered them. So,
my only concern on that is,
oh, there's a lot of concern.
No, over at Wager Talk, is that the public side?
Because
right now Wager Talk's showing 60% of tickets, 77% of money, which is showing.
All right, I'll give you two books right now.
All right, because that would be one that's like, if you told me like 30% of people are on that, it's like I'm ready to
draft.
Jump on.
DraftKings has 71% of bets on Tennessee right now.
Okay, now I'm feeling better.
And Circa has 67% of bets, 84% of money though on LSU. So Circa, thought to be maybe a little bit of a sharper book, has LSU as the popular side. DraftKings, more of a recreational book, I would say, is backing Tennessee on the road. I'll give you one, and I'm probably going to hate myself because I don't like this team at all, and I talked about them earlier, and I think they're insanely overrated. Could I talk you into Gonzaga tonight?
Oh, I was already thinking about it because I forgot to tell you, we're in Gonzaga zone.
So Gonzaga on Saturday as a 6.5-point favorite.
Which, by the way, that line made no sense, and I took Gonzaga.
Yeah, so did I. I had Gonzaga in a money line parlay. It worked out well.
Yep.
Because they didn't win. They lost to St. Mary's. They've been swept by St. Mary's, and they lost to Santa Clara earlier this year in a game in which the Broncos went 18 of 38 from three. I don't like this Gonzaga team at all. However, history has told us, I'm going to look it up. It was 2 years ago. Yes. Okay. I got it. 2 years ago, Gonzaga lost to Loyola Marymount at home. They played Loyola Marymount a month later on the road, and they beat Loyola Marymount 108-65.
Well, they're also so few.
Now, that Gonzaga team was much better. Actually, technically speaking, they were worse because they were 17th in KenPom entering that game.
So, Gonzaga, this is how I justified it in my head. Gonzaga at this, I trust Gonzaga in these games because they're trying to beef their metrics up and boost their resume. They go and they just slaughter the rest of the WCC. This is a Gonzaga team, though, that I will fade come tournament time.
I don't think they're very good. For Gonzaga standards, I'm curious to see if they get to the second round as a 8 or 9 and play a 1. Like, could they be a feisty dog? It's possible, but
they play zero defense.
None at all.
It's breathtaking to watch.
Like, St. Mary's was getting open look after open look on Saturday night. I was like, what? Can you play a little defense? So, I hate laying points, especially with a road team, but I laid earlier today. It got down to 5.5. I missed the 5, so I laid it with Gonzaga. So, my card is Gonzaga. I've got ugly home dog in LSU, and then I'm actually intrigued by Georgia a little bit tonight against Florida. Florida might just be that good. Like, you talked about the best teams in the NBA just destroying all of the other teams.
Here would be the reason why maybe you're onto something. I kind of thought that line would be closer to double digits, but it's sitting here right now at like 6.5. That does lend me to say I want Georgia, but I feel like I've done this with Georgia multiple times, and I just like rip the ticket up at half.
So I'll say this on, I think it was Saturday, the public ate good at the neighborhood. Like, it's been, I wouldn't say it's been an overly chalky year for college basketball, but I think there's been some fortunate favorites that win. I mean, look, Duke was a massive public side on Saturday, and they won by a gajillion over Illinois. Right now at DraftKings, 80% of bets on Florida. Public loves them, a nice, juicy road favorite. So that's now, my card. I've got Georgia, I've got LSU, and I've got Gonzaga. That's what I'm riding with here tonight.
How many times do you think I would be able to have this situation? This happened last night. I got North Carolina and Kansas on a money line parlay against teams with losing records and plus money.
Pretty rare.
It got sweaty with Kansas, but
and Kansas was tied late in that one.
I think Kansas. I think they actually even got to the window.
They did. They did. I think it was. I think they won by 7. I think it closed 6.5. So I think you did end up getting the cover there. Hunter Dickinson, your boy, actually had a really good game last night. But that's what he does. I don't know. I'm not a big Hunter Dickinson guy.
I'm with you.
He plays well against inferior foes, and he talks a lot of smack. If you want to get really ugly, you want to take Miami plus 23 at home against Duke?
I kind of thought about it, but at the same time, it's like Miami's... Like, it will just be a matter of how much does Duke care.
Like, Duke can name the score.
Because I got into the same thing with, like, Duke and Cal when Cal was going across the country and Duke was outside the number and then Shire put in the subs for the last 3 minutes and Kidd banks in a three for Cal and they win by 21.
I will say, if you're a late-night insomniac or degenerate, it's actually a pretty good late-night slate, 10 p.m. Central. You've got Gonzaga, Santa Clara, and you've got New Mexico, San Diego State. That's a fun one. Little Richard Pitino, his squad coming off a loss against San Diego State at home. You don't get San Diego State as a short home favorite all that much. I don't really like this San Diego State team.
I don't either.
That much.
San Diego State's been in the Mountain West too long.
Well, they'll join the Pac-12 soon enough. By the way, are you excited about the news of Northern Illinois to the Horizon League and their football program to the Mountain West to get the juices going?
How does that make sense?
Which?
How financially does it make sense for them to do that?
So I actually discussed it this morning. I actually like this move in this regard. Why don't more schools do this where your football program can travel, they're on charters, whatever, but then you just have the other teams play regional games? Like the fact that, you know, UCLA is playing Maryland in soccer makes no sense.
Well, I kind of thought this is where it's headed, but a big problem with all of this is, like, because I think Chip Kelly had always said, why don't we just acknowledge, set football aside, make it its own thing? The problem is, though, the contracts are with the TV networks, and the TV networks need all the inventory. And so this idea that, like, you're just going to get all your money for football and then play the other sports, which would make sense, like, it's just contractually not possible.
You know what I kind of wish? I just thought of this off the top of my head. Wouldn't it be kind of cool if Memphis joined the Big East?
Well, I mean, it's been kicked around as an idea.
Like the football program joined the Mountain West. Like, the Mountain West is not any worse than the AAC from football.
So,
and then, I don't know if the Mountain West would let them do it. Probably not.
Well, there's that side of it, and then there's also is the Big East invited them?
I bet you, I mean, man, think about that from a basketball standpoint. That'd be pretty fun.
Well, I also wonder, is the Big East kind of at a crossroads? Because
I don't know what are their financials?
So,
because
I think
the conference is thriving from a standpoint of, I mean, you've got UConn, the last two national championships in college basketball. You've got, probably it's got an expiration date in the near future, but you've got St. John's at the highest it's been since, I don't even know when, the late 90s. Creighton continues to be strong program. They've made runs. Marquette has been strong. Villanova won a title not that long ago. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what their Fox deal is. I mean, it can't be as lucrative as anything else of the other big conferences. But, I mean, the Big East is better than the ACC this year. Last year was the second best conference in the country per KenPom.
So I remember reading up on this. It's about seven, I want to say it's like $7.5-8 million per school.
Ooh, that's not a lot.
Like, that's the other thing. It's like when you just don't have football, and then, you know, because, like, that's the other thing. It's like when everyone was asking, like, why was UConn desperate to get in the Big 12? It's like, hey, man, because the administrators are like, this is like $25 million guaranteed, and we're not making it meet right, or like not making ends meet right now.
Right, because as you look at that, they're the only Big East school with an FBS football program, correct?
I believe that's correct. Nova plays what? FCS.
St. John's doesn't have football. Creighton doesn't have football. Marquette doesn't have football.
I want to say Butler plays D3.
No, they're FCS.
Okay.
And I think that's it. Georgetown's FCS as well. But they're the only FBS football program, which costs a lot of money to keep it going.
I mean, that's why they take all the bye games, man.
Right.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, Tim, for today's Don't Tell These Story, Tell Your Story, we got to go to the Falcons. General Manager Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris. They said Tuesday at the NFL Scouting Combine that the team was unaware Kirk Cousins was dealing with an injury late in 2024. Cousins said on NFL Network during Super Bowl week that he got hit in week 10, hurt his right shoulder and his right elbow. The arm, Cousins said, never got back to where he wanted it the rest of the season. The Falcons put Cousins on the injury report during week 11, mentioning that he was limited in practice, a walkthrough specifically, due to a right shoulder and right elbow injury. Cousins chalked up that injury report to a clerical error when asked about Atlanta's week 11 game with the Denver Broncos. Fontenot and Moore said the organization was not in the know regarding Cousins' injury. The quarterback struggled after Week 10, throwing 9 interceptions and just a single touchdown pass over the next 5 games. Quote, he was on the injury report that one week, Fontenot said. When a player's injured, we put him on the injury report, so that's the only time he was on the injury report. So far as we're concerned, that's the only injury we're aware of. I mean, are you guys serious? Like, you want us to really believe this? Like, literally, it's just what, to avoid getting popped by the league? Because they didn't put him on the injury report, other than that one time.
And did he also say that they're comfortable keeping Kirk Cousins as a backup?
Yeah, I thought, though, that made sense. Like, the big GM talk, the Browns are not going to say that they're trading Myles Garrett, and the Falcons are going to say they're comfortable keeping Kirk because they're just trying to get the best possible offer.
Without having it restructured.
And yeah, leverage move.
No team wanting to pay $27
million. Yeah, or just being like, why don't you release him? We'll get him when he gets released.
Exactly.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, see you, dude.
That is Tim Murray of VSIN. If you missed anything, be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For Dennis, for Tim, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.